Dom did do an interview with the Jedward boys that he was itching to play you, so he said, well, look, just because I'm filling in with for you, Dom, we might as well play that interview anyway. He caught up with the Jedward boys. They do have a new album out called Free Spirit.
This is Jedward, and you're listening to BBC Radio Kent.
What's up, everyone? This is Jedward, and this is our brand new single with Dominic King.
Long live Dominic King!
Everyone's probably wondering where Jedward have been.
We actually came back from hibernation. We were hibernating, and now we're back out. We're totally re-energized and ready to go for our fourth album.
Yeah, because I think we've had like three albums, but I think only one of our singles, our first single, was launched here. So I think everyone's ready for the new music.
And it's called Free Spirit, which just describes you two.
Yeah, the thing about Free Spirit was it was great because this song was meant to just be a song that we were going to premiere for our fans at our concert. It turned into a big song.
A lot of people have got tattooed, but it wasn't meant to be like the first single. But it's when we wrote the song, we wanted to people to feel empowered when they listened to it.
Did you say people got it tattooed?
Yeah, I think so far 53 people have a tattooed on their body, so that's amazing.
Did you almost feel a pressure then to make sure you kept with what it was?
Well, the thing about Free Spirit was it started off just the music and stuff, like it's like EDM and electronic dance music, and when we were writing the song, it was inspired by an ice skater in the Olympics.
Her name's Gracie Gold, and she tweeted about it and she was so excited about it, and she's a twin as well. But the thing about it is that me and John, a lot of people that never played Jedward, and there was like a whole stigma with X Factors, I think everyone's kind of moved on.
The great thing as well, we're writing and producing all our own songs, so we have like a total control of all the music we want to put out.
That must be nice.
Yeah, it is nice, because like before we were like being portrayed as these crazy people and they couldn't really sing, and that now we can kind of just like we can kind of like get it produced to like where it's not 100,000% auto-tuned.
So we're in the studio and stuff like that. We can decide like the direction, the keys we're going to sing it in, what instrumentation is going to be used. So it's great that like even our new songs, we have like progressive house dance songs. We have kind of killer kind of Coldplay type songs, and like it's great that you can do that.
How in tune are you both with each other, do you think? Because occasionally, you know, you naturally as twins will say the sentence at the same time. So how in tune, and how does that work within a studio, and does it work for you both?
I think because we've been doing this for 5 years now, we've kind of
5 years
not to cross over each other, but sometimes it happens. But we are always thinking the exact same things.
Yeah, I feel like when you're in the studio, we don't really overthink it. If we want to like put some harmony in there,
like when it comes to writing a song, it's all about finding a really, really great concept and then trying to get a good storyline to go with that concept, and then putting everything together, putting all the chords together, putting the whole thing, get mixed, mastered and everything, just getting it all together yourself.
Yeah, but I feel like
Editor does some things, I do some things. Editor writes second verse, I write the first verse, pre-chorus, middle eight, whatever it is, and we just help each other and complement each other no matter what we do.
We're going to thank you as well for your positive tweets, because anyone who's been on Twitter in recent years knows there's a lot of negative stuff out there. This is one from you guys. I hope it's from you. Whoever right now wants a good day, then follow the yellow brick road and do some skipping and jumping.
Yeah, it's great to tweet positive things on Twitter, and we're always writing very random tweets. Like the last tweet I put out was, one day Apple is going to buy Ireland and rename it Island, like iPhone. That was just a tweet I put out. That's the last tweet. There's so many tweets there. If you look through all our tweets, it's like a joke book.
Have you got your phones with you now?
No, not actually. I think they interrupted the signal and stuff.
What did they not allow you to bring it in?
No, we don't have. We're not allowed. We do our own thing.
Hold on, guys. Don't get you know annoyed with me.
Just we're allowed to do whatever we want. No one tells us what to do.
No one's ever told us what to do. We're always totally able to do what we've always wanted to do. We could have done it. We can do anything. We could shave our hair if we wanted to, but we don't.
Don't do that. Don't do that, because a lot of people would be really upset.
Yeah.
Jedward's Big Adventure is airing every weekday at 4:30 for 2 weeks on Monday, the 20th of January on CBBC. Is that right?
Wow, how do you know that?
Oh, I just know stuff.
That's unbelievable. But yeah, Jedward's Big Adventure has been a huge hit. It's like the most viewed kids program of like the last 10 years. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, the thing about it is on CBBC is that they never really cross over into adults' channels. Now they like show it on BBC Two and stuff. So it's good that me and John, that we...
It's great that we're educating the UK public on their heritage and different sites all around the country. So that's great.
Yeah, but people need to realize that when we're on a kids show, it's fun. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be energetic. Like, we're not that crazy. Like, we're just like, when we're on TV, we want to make it exciting. So.
And you got to keep everything precise and to the point. So it's like with TV, you got to do that.
Yeah, like you could be on a mountain and there could be sheep and there could be all this crazy stuff around you, but you got to keep the whole boat going because you got to get the thing filmed.
Oh, I love your spirit. I love your spirit. The next time producer Laura, who I know you just chatted to, is off on holiday, do you want to come and produce the show, guys?
Yes. Definitely. We could be your producers and give you a thumbs up.
Can you imagine?
The whole country is listening.
Well, maybe it should be the other way around. You're the biggest stars. Maybe you should be presenting the show and I'll produce from outside and I'll just go, Edward, John, John, Edward, Edward, John, John, Edward.
Amazing. That'd be amazing. We'd love to do that sometime. Time, fly over, set up a tent in the studio and just be
the thing about me and John is that we do a lot of Google Hangouts and stuff for our fans online because they don't always get to see us because not everyone can fly to Ireland, so we can kind of keep the show going for a whole like 2 hours.
And who's your favorite sort of Twitter friend? That's what I want to know. Who do you really love to follow?
I'm serious. William Shatner is the biggest Jedward fan.
He's the biggest Jedward fan.
He tweets about us here and there, and like we met up with him in LA. He invited us into his offices and you go in, it's like all these awards and all these like different pictures of all these people, and he gave us advice. He said that it's all like they've got to keep the hair, we've got to keep the image and keep it going.
Yeah, how many do you have? Something like 700,000?
Yeah, but they're all real followers.
Real, proper.
Yes, they all go crazy when we tweet.
I'm going to say, Jedward, I love the tweet. I'm going to follow you from this very moment.
Thank you.
At Radio Dominic is following you now.
We're going to follow you as
well. Are you going to follow me?
And then when we have like the next single ready, we'll just send it to you exclusively. I have got a package from Jedward.
So your life has now been improved.
Thank you.
You're in the real world.
Thank you, Jedward.
You've got thousands of followers listening to you.
Let's do it, Dominic. We're going to follow you.
Ours is Planet Jedward.
The girls are free. Spirit, free.